This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. My guest on this podcast is a long time coming. Actually, I tell you how long it was. It was in the way, 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 way back. The year was 2013, and I met the sweet young ladies from Hip in Detroit. And we had sort of like a mid-shift battle with the bands type deal. Good friends, Sadie Q. Good friends, Christy, got a chance to sit down and meet them. We had a battle with the bands, and I was introduced by them, my guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, you hear him in the background, James Link. I can't extend my thank you to Sadie and Christy for, and Rebecca, I ain't gonna leave her out there, because it's all documented on YouTube, because you can see it in my face. If you go on the Sam Show Nation, go to SamShowNation.com, click the YouTube page. You can see the battle of the bands between me and Hip in Detroit. And you can see my face of wonder when I find out who my next guest is. And after finding out who he is, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the song in the back. He, hands down, is the coolest guy in the room. If you are in the room with him, you're playing for second. That's just how it works, man. That's just how it works. My guest is the incomparable, the great singer-songwriter himself, James Link. Man, we get deep in this conversation. We get into it. We talk. We talk about art. We talk. Go a little existential. We do everything. And speaking of James Link and speaking of Hip in Detroit, if you really, really want to get down with it, if you listen to this podcast, I urge you. I want you to get it in yourself right after listening to this podcast, mind you. Go get a ticket, because you can see the ladies I mentioned earlier, Hip in Detroit. And you can see my guests live and in person at the Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Party. What? Who would think these things would be connected? It's just such great timing that this podcast will happen to come out in the time that talks about my new... Same thing about James Link. He's like what I like to call new old friends. It's like when you click, like I say, he's the coolest dude in the room. Period, point blank. Get over yourself. You're playing for second if you're in the vicinity. If you are in a 6-block radius of James Link, you know what? You didn't even got to be in the same room. 6-block radius, you are playing for second. However, my girls, Hip in Detroit, they cool in their own right. And you can see them in person with James Link at the Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Bash. It's going down, if you're in the Metro Detroit area, Smalls, February 21st at 8 p.m. This Saturday! This Saturday at 8 p.m. If you're anywhere near Smalls, go there. You can probably see them all. You can shake their hand. You can look at James Link. You can reference this podcast. You can say, hey, I heard you. You can do all of those cool things. But first, before we get into all things cool, that is James Link, I know you hit a song in the back. We got to pay some bills around Sam Show Nation. So let me just jump right into it. I want to thank all the people who went to SamShowNation.com, clicked the link, and gave by pushing the donate button on the homepage of Current Promotions page. You guys have been crushing it when it comes down to knocking out some bills, because running a podcast ain't cheap. And you guys are getting mics, you guys are server space, a bunch of other stuff. So I thank you every week, because I mean it, because you guys are knocking this thing down. And those who want to give, you know, or want to give a gift, go to samshownation.com, click the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like you're a good person. If you want to show your love for the podcast, you can always click over and hit the store link on samshownation.com. We got a bunch of cool stuff there, whether that be t-shirts, archived episodes, stickers. People really like stickers. I mean, that's just what it is. Or the free iTunes app. Or, not to be outdone, let's say you're not an Apple person and the iTunes app is useless, you can always go to the podcast link on samshownation.com and click whatever app fits your listening pleasure. If you're Android, you got Stitcher and TuneIn. You got RSS, if you got whatever. BlackBerry people, I think you guys use RSS, or you just listen to the podcast right then and there. Got a few sponsors, and then we're going to get into the coolest dude in the room. Actually, if you listen to this podcast, he's obviously the coolest person in the room, because it's just me and him, and let's be honest with ourselves. You've been listening this long. But either way, my man James Link. But before, we got a few sponsors I would like to read. First sponsor are the good folks at Adidas. What's going on at Adidas? You go to samshownation.com, click the Adidas link on the Current Promotions page. And by doing that, Adidas has a bunch of sale items there. I think the page take you to the fleeces, mainly. Well, we stay in Michigan, you're going to need a fleece. That's just what it is. But it's 50% off, amongst other things. And they have a lot of items on sale for the savings of 50% off original prices. Hey, hurry, because limited quantities are available. And you want to be able to share these savings with your folks. And those savings can be found at samshownation.com. Click the Adidas link and go ahead. No offer code needed. Just go to samshownation.com, click the link, 50% off. Because we love you here at Sam Show Nation. You can go ahead and do that. So, go to samshownation.com. Adidas are hooking you up. I'm rocking some Adidas right now. Well, Adidas socks. But it's still Adidas. And guess where I got them from? Samshownation.com. I clicked the Adidas link, and now I got some new socks. I may grab one of these fleeces if it keep being this cold. You may see me wearing one of these Adidas things at the Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Bash at Smalls this Saturday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Second sponsor. But either way, Adidas. Go to samshownation.com, click the Adidas link. Our second sponsor this week, the good folks at Dollar Rent-A-Car. Look, I know we all feeling the Valentine's Day hangover. You're with your sweetheart. You know what's more important than being with your sweetheart? Getting out of there. You gotta leave. You know, they say absence make the heart grow fonder, and I'm here to make you absent. So go to samshownation.com, click the link of Dollar Rent-A-Car, and you can save up to 15% off your next weekend rental by entering the promo code JWE, the number 15, at checkout. You can save 15% off your next weekend rental, whether that be a compact through premium cars. You can get any car you need to get out of there. Or maybe you want to go back. Maybe you left and change your mind. However, you need a car to get there. We stay in the Motor City. It happens. So go to samshownation.com. At the checkout, put in the promo code JWE15 off your next weekend rental. But it's not valid unless you go to samshownation.com, click that link, and put in the promo code JWE15 at checkout. Offer valid with booking and pickup now through the end of the month. Next sponsor are the good folks at PetSmart. Hey, like I said, Valentine's Day hangover. You want to be with your pets. Is there Valentine's Day? Well, it's after Valentine's Day for them too. You want to show them some love? The best way you can show them some love is go to samshownation.com, click the PetSmart link, and you save on a multitude of things. You can save $5 off $50, $10 off $75, and $15 off $100. of whatever you buy. Your pets, whether that be your dog, cat, fish, bird, reptile, whatever you got. You can buy it online by going to SamShowNation.com. You can pick it up at the store. You can go to a brick and mortar. They got a bunch of sales going on for your dog, cat, fish, bird, reptile, whatever you got. Bunch of clearance sales because winter is winter for your pets too. And by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the link on the current promotions page. Free shipping on all orders over $49. There are some exclusions that may apply, but for the most part, all orders over $49, Sam Show Nation got you on shipping. The best way you could do it is go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link, and do something cool for your pets. And last, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop however you need. Look, that's just how it works. The internet was built for a lot of different things. One of the cornerstones of the internet is online shopping. The best way to get some deals, to get a bunch of stuff, they got everything from A to Z, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and get what you want. Let's say your sweetheart didn't get you what you thought she was going to get you for Valentine's Day. I got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com and get the thing you really wanted. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, help support the show, and you get what you really wanted. You're not going to spend any more money. In fact, you may even save some. They got a bunch of deals going on Amazon. But it only applies if you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, shopping if you normally would. All right. Done whoring out for a while, but what we gonna do? We gonna play a song for my man James Link. That song we've been playing, we've been listening to in the background. Good stuff, but we got something even better. It's called Get This Money. And after the song, it'll just be me, the coolest guy in the room. Who am I kidding? It's the coolest guy, 6-block radius. My man, 100 grand. Coolest guy in the room, Mr. James Link. See you in a few.
See, the currency is essential, like stoners that see potential. And that rapper screaming at Jet Life, still making peanuts like that Regal promo in MetLife. Gotta get this money, money. I'm from Detroit, we attack the green with a malice wheel. Try to act like it ain't important to the government, stay extorting. Fuck that, gotta get my queen in a palace. Chill, figure I are cool enough figures to be configured. What you figure, become a figure, so pivot, so you know my name like you know my song like I'm Figaro. Tell me to break a leg and I'll figure four. The whole show, snap it, doing like 100-something on that love. Me and my 3 compadres crammed inside my mama's Dodge, wondering which of us gon' visit chasing entourage. Dying, laughing, dead, serious manner. profit.
And stuff, and well, we're just starting right now because, like, they joke about it. My preparation could be written on like a fortune cookie piece of paper because all the questions are mainly up here. It's just kind of like, hey, you can read it. I'm interviewing you. This is the we've already started.
Okay.
Like I just wrote down some notes. If you don't talk about nothing else, you got to talk about anything. There it is.
Okay.
So, James, before I forget anything, man, thanks for being on the podcast. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for inviting me to your home where we could sit down and we could talk, man.
Of course.
Big shout out to Sadie and Christy of Hip in Detroit, mainly because if it wasn't for them to turn me on to you, this was on a YouTube video. We were talking about a little bit off mic. I just wouldn't know, which is interesting because you were performed with some of the guys I like from the Detroit area. Tunde, Pascal Aqua, just to name a few, man. And, yeah. I mean, how long you been doing this? I want to go all Tarantino style. Well, I'll start your origin story. What's up, man?
I've been doing it like about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. I started out in a group called James and the Rain Bros that was like kind of a mixture of like, it was kind of like a funk rock band, but mm-hmm. we did a number of different things. It was kind of eclectic. But yeah, I did that for a couple years and that was with some buddies that, I grew up with. And then, after that disbanded, I started a group called House Phone mm-hmm. and, that was, I mean, kind of a similar, I wouldn't say exactly a similar style, but it was similar, but kind of going more in the direction that the things that I'm doing now.
Well, I said to you offline, like, I like your music mainly because you took the best of things and just kind of put it in a blender. Okay. I'm not smart enough to put you in a music genre. I don't know whether you're pop, you're funk, you're soul. You dip in a little bit and you go in and out of genres almost seamlessly. For starters, I can't hold a high note like that. I'm sorry. I just can't. I tried it. No bullshit. I tried it on the way here. I was listening to Coolest Motherfuckers. And I just couldn't do it. Like, but one of the things about this is, like I wanted to have you on there. Let's just talk about the EP. Brother, are you okay? Like, I listened to it. Sir, you are catnip for ladies. Mainly because, like, halfway through the EP, I wanted to give you a hug. I don't know what you were you like. Usually, people pull from personal experience. Were you pulling from a personal experience, or was that just kind of, hey, this sounds good, I'm gonna just do that?
Yeah, I mean, I pull everything from personal experience. I know a lot of people kind of can write and make up little stories of things they've heard or whatever, but it's not really my bag. I kind of just try to put it out there, you know, the kind of the stuff that I'm not talking about to my, you know, my friends and stuff as openly as I could be. I kind of put all that stuff out in the
album. All they gotta do is hear the album. I know what the fuck happened to you. I guess. I'm guessing. And if I'm totally full of shit, you can swear here. Like, if I'm full of shit, just tell me, man.
Okay.
Somebody broke up with you.
Yeah, that's.
Oh shit! I was right.
But I will say that that breakup was a long musical process because if you heard my band House Phone's last record, that was the like, oh shit, oh man, this is fucked up. And then this one, my first solo record, mm-hmm. that was more like kind of like realizing shit's gonna be okay, you know.
Excuse me, that was realizing shit was gonna be okay. Oh shit, I wanted to hear the album when you was hurting. The Fortress of Solitude. I'm a bit of a nerd. I know what that is. That's Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, when I listened to the album Fortress of Solitude, that was like, oh shit, he's alone. Something happened. I'm going the other way. Oh, Fortress of Solitude. Just shut everyone out, man. Let's just. But like, listen to the album. I'm like, I just want to give you a hug, man. Brother, it's gonna be okay, man. It's gonna be all right because, all right. Not only did I hear the album, I heard you perform live, and the reason I said you're like catnip to ladies because what you hear on the album is, I want to say this in the most hetero strong way I can say it. Don't get me wrong. I'm securing myself to say you're a good looking brother. I can say that. But like when you perform, you're deceptive. Deceptive performer. You are Detroit's musical Clark Kent.
That's what I like that.
when we were talking off mic, I said I saw you at the old Miami. Me and my wife saw. We saw you, and me and Tasha had to like little. What the fuck he finna do? Uh-huh. Like that guy, for a long time before we learned your name, before we learned you were James Link. You were our barista. Like that motherfucker look like our barista. That's the guy from Starbucks. That's our barista. Our barista is finna get up. What is he finna do? Then you get up there. And then just melt anyone with a vagina. And some dudes without one. And I'm like, maybe I should pay attention to. Like, that whole thing when I talked about, like, you were going through something. You brought that shit to the stage. We all felt it. We all had a little moment where we got in touch with ourselves. And you just turned the Clark Kent back on. That was your Superman. You went right back to Clark Kent. Thank you very much. And then you just walked away. Like, what the?
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of that has to do with, like, I still get kind of nervous on stage. Like, even after, you know, even if I'm just doing it, even if it's not a big show, you know, or whatever, a bunch of people I know, I still get kind of nervous. So I feel like it's easier for me once we're doing the performance if I can just, like, go all in and, like, you know, not be thinking about my surroundings too much. But then when it's over, it's back to, like, you know, all right.
Yeah, you do understand how it's a bit of a mind fuck if you're in the audience. Like, you give it all up. I mean, don't, like, you show up. Yeah. Now as you say it, I kind of think about it. Now I'm thinking about that night. You walked up, and I don't mean to insult or anything, but when you walked up to the mic, it was a little timid. All right. Hope you guys like this.
Yeah.
And then we fast forward like 2 minutes into it. You got your groove going. You're doing this. I know this audio medium, but you're doing this thing where you grab the mic and you're doing that perfect L. And then you hit high notes that apparently you and that is all can hit. And then you just shut it off. Is that kind of like an emotional thing? Is that kind of like on stage therapy, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an emotional thing. I don't know how else to put it. Like, I guess the best way to put it is, like, to go into, like, the reason I do the songs and how I do the songs is that I usually have, like, you know, all this stuff that builds up and builds up over time, and, I feel like it's, you know, being unsaid, or it's not being said in the right way or understood in the right way by the people I'm interacting with. So this, you know, making the songs is kind of that therapy for me. So when I go out and do it live, you know, I have to jump back into that place for that moment in time. Okay. And then when it's over, you know, it's over.
So, alright, well, you answered my question, but you made a new one. When you go back to, like, the hurt place, I guess, that only shows up on stage, how do you... You're over it. You just said in real life you're over it. You know, because you said the whole album was like, hey, it's going to get better, which it's... But when you go back there, is it kind of like, oh, that bitch? And then, like, do you, like, coach yourself and you think about, hey, remember that one time she drank all the goddamn milk and I just came home. I bet she cheated with that motherfucker. And then you go back on saying, are you reminding yourself of that? We have established this, you know, it was about a breakup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So are you just reminding yourself, like, the 45 seconds into the breakup when she says, I want to see other people? Or what are you doing?
No, it's like a muscle memory at this point. Okay. I don't have to do any tricks in my head like that or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned. Here's another thing. Like, what about new shit? Like, when you make, I mean, I've seen some stuff. I've done a little bit of homework. I stalk you on social media. We don't get on that because you got a nice sizable social media influence because I'm not the only person you showed this Clark Kent trick too. Like, so your social media, so you say you're working on new stuff, which is you know, I would hope so. Do you, are you still kind of pulled from hurt, or do you just let life happen and like, oh, that's a good song, you should write about that? I know I'm getting to you about process.
No, it's funny just because, like, I just finished a new one.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit longer than Fortress of Solitude, but it's also on the same tip. It has a lot of kind of like longing type feeling to it. I don't know. I just turned 30 this summer.
Yeah,
and
me too.
So I had kind of like a summer long existential panic attack, I feel like.
Really?
You know? Yeah. So
hey, why you playing? I turned 32 and I know what you're talking about. I want to hear yours. I'll give you mine. I'm not, you know, I ain't selfish on this mic, but go ahead, tell me yours.
Well, you know how that last winter we had was so crazy and mm-hmm. it seemed like it never was going to end. So I don't know. I started thinking, like, you know, in March, like, man, when this ice melts, everybody's going to go crazy this summer, you mm-hmm. know? And whatever that means to whoever.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's going to be, because summers in Detroit are kind of crazy already, but I was like, when this ice melts, it's going to be buck wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even fully understand, like, what that meant. And I felt like that's kind of exactly what happened, like, for myself and other people around me. And, yeah, just, like, a lot of, like, interpersonal things that were weird and, you know, just, like, thinking about what I'm doing and, like, you know, if I could make a career out of this shit or
trust
whatever
me.
And all that stuff.
Trust so. Me. I know exactly. Hey, I'm a part of 30 Club last year. I turned 30. And a lot of times, well, all through my 20s, this shit seemed like a good idea.
Uh-huh.
On my birthday, I will always do something that could kill me instantly. I'm dead serious. Like, I would do stunts, whether that's race car driving, bungee
adrenaline
jumping.
Junkie, huh?
No. Okay. No. I'm just like, all right, the best way to celebrate life is totally embrace it. And I went skydiving. But this year, we got the podcast going. I'm going through that little existential crisis you were just talking about. Like, I want to see if I can do this. I want to make a career out of just podcasting. If I could do it, how do you do it? And that self-destructive switch went off. This is the least self-destructive of things I've done. However, it's a mental mindfuck. I held a roast for my birthday. Hey, all of my family and friends, tell me how full of shit I am. Now, the result you want is no one show up to that. That's the result you would want.
Mm-hmm.
No, lying out of the fucking door. Which is a good thing because people care about you and people want to see you. But Jesus Christ.
They laid into you, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, but that my whole point for saying that is you're not alone. So when you go through those things, it's a way of, I don't know, self-momentum. It's like you kind of give yourself like a little feast or famine thing because you're either going to cave in and say, the dream I have or whatever I have, I'm going to give it up. Or you're just going to go full throttle in it. And I'm glad you went the other route of going full throttle. I'm got to be honest. I'm glad I went the other route too because I wouldn't be fucking talking to you had I didn't do it.
Right.
So, I mean, you talked about the little bit of new stuff. We were talking about social media and stuff. You're actually that Clark Kent guy on social media.
Yeah, I keep it low key. I don't know. I mean, even like maybe a year ago, I mm-hmm. was a little bit more active on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of like laid way back on it just because I still look at social media a lot. I just like have not been interacting on it as much. And I can't exactly pinpoint why, but it feels like it's really just gotten kind of overwhelming, you know?
Well, yes, it has, but as two people who kind of use that social media aspect, myself, yourself, you want to express, it's a weird thing. Now, once again, I am not a singer. I'm technically a performer, if you count this shit,
uh-huh.
but you guys are singers or artists. That therapy, in a way, that you for lack of a better term. When you come out with something, you want to make sure, hey, I got this off my chest, but did it hit with you guys? And sort of the cheapest way to do it is social media.
Mm.
So do you prefer using social media for that instant response, or do you prefer being amongst the people and doing it, and then, well, still instant response because they're there, you know?
Yeah. I think, well, it's like this, like, social media and being, you know, and talking to people in real life has the similar aspect that it's an instant response, but social media, you know, you could be funnier, you could be more calculated, yeah, whatever, you know, it's a lot easier for the wizard to pull the curtain shut, you know,
yeah,
with that shit. So, because I'm kind of an introvert, I guess the social media kind of works for me on that tip a little bit better. But even going further than that, that's why I do the songs, because I could do it the best, I feel like, through the songs. And I could, like, you know, try to, I think I'm going to convey what I feel like better through that than through those other methods.
And when you convey songs, well, yeah, look, I mean, it comes from, like you said, a lot of it comes from personal experience. And that's a good thing, because whatever you felt, you're just mixing it up, whatever's inside you, and just throwing it back out. Meanwhile, how do you, like writers, I've had a lot of writers or songwriters on the show where they're very, as you said, calculated. And some of the, they're like, are you super hard on yourself when you do it? Or are you just kind of, hey, whatever happened, happened? Because there are some writers I've had on my show pretty much say, if the shit ain't Shakespeare, I ain't saying it. That's just what it is. If you can't feel the way I felt, well, why am I even doing it? Or do you just let it, you're the vessel, this happened to me, if y'all feel it, cool, if you don't, whatevs.
I'd say I'm kind of both those ways, just at different
points. I know
parts.
I'm getting my Diane Sawyer on right now. I really am. Anytime you want me to ease up, this is the most serious I have been on this goddamn podcast.
No, this is good. All good questions. the reason I say that I'm kind of both is, like, at different parts of the process, because, like, I try to just write them and, like, let them come out, like, pretty quickly. I don't, like, go back and look at the lyrics over and over and over again and change little parts and stuff. Like, that stuff always kind of comes out at one time. But I am, I'm hard on myself more on, like the production aspects and, like, you know, just trying to make things perfect on that tip, and how, like, the recording sound and, like, how the shows go down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and I have a lot, you know, because I have a lot of friends who do different artistic ventures, and I think a lot of times that shit's kind of destructive if you're too hard on yourself early in the process. And, like, not finishing things is bad, too, because, like, you got to get the work done. And it's like, I know that, you know, I can't sit down tomorrow and make the greatest record I'm going to make. I'm going to keep making records, and, you know, hopefully they're incrementally better or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think it works like that. I don't think you could just, like, sit down and be like, I'm going to do the best thing ever right now, and I'm not going to stop until it's the best thing ever. You got to do what's going on with you at the time, you know.
Okay, and that goes back to this. Who defines the best? You can only, like, especially in your realm, because it's so fucking subjective. Because if I don't, I have not went through, I've had some falls, but I have not went through that shit you went through in Fortress Solitude. Well, at least not the same time, shit. Like, I mean, like, mine would probably be spaced off 3 albums and an EP or something. Like, it looked like the world was on your fucking shoulders with that. It was just like, yeah, we don't like James Lick. Like, we're going to keep this going. But, like, that, if I haven't experienced that, it's not going to be your thing. It's not, I'm just not going to like your album. Because, or, excuse me, I'll take that back. It's not going to I may like it, but it's not just going to resonate to me. Meanwhile, there is someone going through something similar who can identify, like, oh, well, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. I can see where he's going through. So that just should encourage you to make more, in which, or go out and live life for you to have more things happen. you know, so you can think about it. So what about now, whenever you, you know, meet a girl or something, or you go out? Hey, watch out, man. You do me wrong, I'll make an album off. Is that what two days into it.
I wonder if people are thinking that. I wonder if
that's why I asked the question. Like, 2 days into it. Hey, if you're going to break up, you better make it good. I got a deadline. I got a new album coming out.
You know, and it's like, you know... you know, that's that record sounds really dramatic and shit, but you know, I'm the hero of my own shit, so you know, I left out all the bad parts about myself and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it's
no one's gonna buy the album I totally fucked up on Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I would, you know, I had to think about it, I thought about it, I would buy the single if you just, hey, I okay, here's a point, here's a, where you say you're the hero.
Yeah.
What about the jerk? You technically were the jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're kind of not the hero, but you're in that weird middle line. Tell me a little bit about that.
About the jerk?
Yeah, because we already established 20 minutes in. That was a real shit. That was real.
Yeah.
So tell me what you left out versus what's in there.
Well, the jerk wasn't exactly... You know, a lot of times I feel like... like, I'll write a thing, and I won't know exactly even what I'm talking about, like big picture what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
And I just kind of try to, like, wrap it up in, like, the poetry of it a little bit, but I feel like after it's done, and after I put in the work and recording it and all that stuff, and enough time's passed, and I can, like, you know, not stand so close to the painting, mm-hmm. I can look at it, and I could be like, oh, like, yeah, that's about me, but that's also about, you know, my friend, and that's also about this other dude, and it's also about this other chick, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, I can see the story in other people, you know, as well as in myself.
I get it.
So
the jerk is essentially Fight Club. I don't want to oversimplify your shit. I'm sitting in front of you, but...
The jerk is the jerk. The jerk is Steve Martin.
Yeah, okay. Oh, good. Oh, shit, that's a good pull. Yeah, I just pulled Fight Club because the whole movie, you thought it was fucking Tyler Durden running around getting my man into trouble. That was fucking him the whole time.
Right.
So, yeah, like that little bit of projection, I get it. You're going to be the hero in every one of your songs. You don't want to be the villain unless you can make it really, really good.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't half-ass it as a villain. You better be the most evil motherfucker alive if you're a villain. So, I get it. And, you know, I get it. Enough about the jerk. You're not a jerk. It's Steve Martin. Steve Martin's the jerk. So, you know, some of the new stuff, man. All right, you said you did one today. We're sort of kind of waiting on it because Fortress of Solitude, what we're talking about, what got me sitting here, your lovely abode, was a year and some change ago.
Yeah, yeah. I just finished the new one, like, 2 days ago. I sent it off to get mastered. I've been working on it, like, since then.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the writing and everything, like, most of the stuff got written this summer. I think there's, like, two tracks that I had written, and then they kind of got fully developed this summer.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's going to be, the record's called Small World. And it's 9 songs, and it's kind of more about. I feel like I just like if Fortress of Solitude is sitting in this room, then this is taking a step out into like a smaller little community.
I'm curious, what made you? This sounds douchey. I'm just going to give you a warning. What made you step outside the Fortress of Solitude? I had to say it in that voice because I understood. I know the question. I know the meaning, but it totally sounds douchey if you wrote it down. But what made you step out, man? What made you think about it a little bit more?
Well, I moved. Fortress of Solitude, I wrote mostly after that breakup. I'd moved back to my mom's house in Warren. So I was there, and I literally wasn't really hanging out with anybody. And then I moved, in with a buddy, to Hamtramck, and been living there the last few years. I just moved here in November.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of about, all the people that I met around there and the relationships I made, and kind of about how, like, you know, Detroit's a small community, and when you start meeting people and you're the kind of person that's out at events and doing thing, you know, like art type stuff,
yeah,
that, you know, very quickly you kind of meet everybody, and then after that you you know everybody's business, you know where whoever was at wherever and what people were doing, and that shit gets kind of trying, you know, like it gets kind of heavy after a while. It's really, really fun at the beginning, and then it's like it just gets kind of heavy, and then compounded with the fact of social media, it's just like this hyper, you know, everybody's shit all the time, so it's kind of about that.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like, it's the good problem. Honestly, I'm a product of that. Like, just one day, our shit changed. It used to be just me and my buddies on this podcast. Just every week, it's just us shooting the breeze. Once a week, hey, we all check in with each other because that's just what it is. Then we asked a question one time. It was like, hey, should we have guests on? And then we stepped outside and we let some people in. And then within like 2 weeks, now we're in the Detroit music scene. I'm like, what the fuck? How do we get here? I mean, it's a good thing, but like we're out, we're shaking hands. I have T-shirts with my shit on it. It's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not necessarily trying. Mainly because I like throwing, maybe for me anyway, with social media, because a lot of our stuff is done via social media. You know, but you do kind of see your buddies that you met along the way, and there is like, oh, okay, cool, man. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. Okay, cool, man. Around the fifth, okay, cool, man, you're looking at yourself like, oh, shit, I should be doing more shit. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't be in that mindset. You should be, you do your thing, I do my thing, but it does kind of have this keeping up with the Joneses effect on you.
Yeah.
So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah, man. And like, you know, and dating people in Detroit, it's like, it's that same world too. Just like,
oh, all right. First of all, that's your own fault right there. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. As a guy who rocked the ring, I have shared many stories about my wife on this podcast. Some good, some just not. It's not so good. You, sir, make full-blown sonnets based on one night. So, like, if a girl is off her game just one bit, that is the thing that inspires creativity. Like, that's a huge burden if someone's dating you. Like, one fuck-up totally sparks creativity. Or one very good thing sparks creativity. Me, I got an instant delete button where I was like, nah, I was bullshit. And it's over. Everyone believes it because, you know, it's called the instant expert theory. You see how me and you are talking on mics?
Right.
We're instant experts at whatever the fuck we say. Like, so if something happens and, oh, you don't want my business out there. Nah, I was bullshitting about that. Okay, who's bullshitting about that? And then that's how social media works. You, sir. She like, I don't know, man. I don't know where the line is that's going to spark creativity. I wish I was smart enough to do that. So, yeah, that woman, if you're with someone now, just hug her tonight. Just like, I did not know. I did not know. I did not know. Like, we all know, man. We all know. Like, if she came in today and yelled at you or vented because she had a bad day, how the artist brain work, and totally call me on my bullshit if I'm wrong, it can do something. It can spark a synapse, and all of a sudden, now you have a Grammy Award because she got pissed at you that one time you didn't do the thing she wanted you to do.
I guess it's not quite that way for me.
Okay.
I kind of
clean it up. Clean it up, though.
No, because, like, for me, it's, like, a way to make sense of everything, you know? Like, in the moment, every day, you're kind of just, like, going on, like, you know, your intellect and your emotions or whatever. And then sometimes you can look back and you're like, man, we spent all this time together. We did all this stuff. Like, what is all this shit? Like, what does this all mean? Why do we do this? Why do we continue to do this? And like,
oh, I love existential conversations. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah,
so, I love that shit.
But that's my way. That's like writing these is like, that's my way to like make sense of it to me. Like a lot of times like, it doesn't make sense to me when I'm writing it. And by the time I'm done, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Because I know, like for me, I want the song to be the best. And I know that if I'm fronting on the song, then that's going to come through and it's not going to be believable. So if I'm doing a song about it and I go back and look at what I did, I'm like, okay, sometimes that can bring out stuff that I was trying to like, you know, hide in myself or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to dilute myself, dilute or whatever.
Have you ever had that experience? Like where you sung or you wrote a song or you said something and then you went back and listened to it like, oh shit, I'm fucked up.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm curious, what song at this point? Like, I need to work that shit out.
Well, I don't know about a particular song.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess just, I'm just saying that kind of generally. I know on this new set, mm-hmm. on this new set of songs, that there was things that, there was songs that I wrote like a year ago and left unfinished and then finished, you know, like a month ago. Cause I just couldn't, I didn't know how to finish it cause I was right in the middle of it. And then a little bit of time passed and I was able to complete it. I don't know if that's answering your question at all, but
shit, that's an answer. All right, first of all, there's no wrong answers on this fucking show. It's just like you answer the question the best you can. What? I can't call you a liar because I'm not fucking you. So right. I'm like, okay, that's good enough, man. I mean, I get it, man. I get it as much as I can without actually being you and being in the mindset. I just hope good experience, not too many bad, or, yeah, fuck it, bad experience, nothing that's going to physically hurt you, something you'll pull through, because if that inspires creativity, man, go fucking ahead. This new album, I can't fucking wait to hear this now, because like Fortress of Solitude, we get as you, but now I want to see the world around you, mainly because we talked about it earlier. Any guests on this new work?
It's just no guests. I had two rap features that, well, really three rap features that I was trying to use. One never got recorded, two got recorded, and it seemed like extra. It didn't seem like it fit in with the rest of the shit. Mm-hmm. And,
you ever thought about just releasing those via social media just to see?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably put those out at some point.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, this stuff got kind of even more personal than the last stuff. So, and I felt...
Oh, yeah. You see how my eyes lit up? Like, oh, I really want to hear this shit.
But, yeah, it just didn't seem right. It didn't seem like it fit having those features on there. So, that would probably be, you know, some SoundCloud singles or whatever at some point.
You just got, like, one song called Linda. You're like, fuck you, Linda. And that's just the entire song. And like, you just go ham on Linda for, like, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I hate your goddamn draws. You run around in your old-ass pajama pants. Stop eating all my whole food cereal. And then, like, you just go ham on her all day. That shit is expensive, Linda. You know what? If you're listening to this podcast and you like James Link, hit him with the hashtag. Say, I heard you on the podcast. I'm sick of your shit, Linda. That's the hashtag. Go fuck with it. God, I hope her name wasn't Linda, was it? Okay, then you don't have to give me her name. Just tell me yes or no, because I would feel bad as hell if someone just like, because I know how social media works. It's just like everyone's going ham on Linda.
Oh, if it was actually Linda, I'd be dying right now. Cut this shit off.
Oh my God. Hashtag hurt Linda. But this is, like, I'm proud that a lot of that was more you just getting emotional release and you just, for lack of a better term, needed to get it out. Because
But let me say this real quick.
Okay.
But, like, it's not like the record is a breakup record or it's a, or a record that's specifically about one person all the time. I mean, it is about, it's about me. It's about one person
all the time. Yeah, you're the guy.
Right.
Yeah, no, we already established Linda as someone else. That's just one track.
Right.
This is all you. Okay, if I alluded to that, that's my fault. As a journalist, as I do air quotes. No, this is all about you, sir. But go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, no. I'm just, it's, you know, it's not, I wouldn't call this like a, you know, there's breakup records, there, you know, and there's, mm-hmm. you hear them, and you're like, that's a breakup record. That's
yeah,
about
Maxwell.
One relationship. Yeah. But this is not that. This is not that.
Okay. I mean, this is, if, and once again, if I'm full of shit, tell me I am. I get, after talking to you, I now kind of get Fortress of Solitude a little bit more where, like you said, you were going through something. It's a learning experience. It's a learning album.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's completely fucked up. But, like, if you listen to it start to finish, it's a fight. It's what it is. It's an internal fight of a young man coming to grips with life. In the midst of a lot of fucked up shit happening around him. I got that right? You like how you looked at me. Like, oh, shit, did I get that right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I don't know how much fucked up shit was going on.
It's your life. It's you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A lot of it's kind of the theater that I put into it. You
okay.
know? But, yeah, going through some shit. All
right. We're getting close to the end. We're going to play some songs. I mean, I have to ask one question. And this, I wouldn't... Like, this is not for the listeners at all. This is for me now.
Okay.
That picture of Rosie that I've been looking at, that is the coolest shit I've seen in a while. Who made that? Where did you get that from? Because that shit is awesome.
That, my friend Lindsay, I have this one friend that I've had since, like, kindergarten. And it's, like, probably the only friend that I've, you know, still keep in contact with from mm-hmm. from that far back. But yeah, she painted that. That was up in her living room for a little while, and then she moved, and I was like, let me take that Rosie.
That is all right. For the listener, we have to do this. This is such a shame. It's you need to see this. It's a just beautiful painted portrait of Rosie from the Jetsons. So my inner nerd meter went off like, oh, shit, this guy's... Like, if you need a piece in your house to say, oh, shit, this guy's cool. If, like, if the music didn't get you, if this interview didn't get you on James Lee team, this fucking picture of Rosie is going to do it.
Don't you... I mean, I like how she looks, like, outraged. So I like to think about it, like, if I have that up in the crib and she's outraged, I can look at it and be like, oh, I need to clean this shit up a little bit because Rosie the robot.
Yeah, because she
like,
always
wow,
clean, keep a clean house.
Yeah, yeah.
I went the other way. It's like, you're doing a good, like how she has her hands like, you're doing a good job. Like, that's what I get every time I look at it. You're doing a good job. I could be just fucking up all day, sitting on a couch, just eating Cheerios, life going to shit. I look at Rosie's, oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. Oh, man. Before we go, I know we hit on this a little bit. You know, it's almost an hour already.
Oh, damn, wow.
See how the podcast works? You see?
That's too okay. fast.
Because, like I said, off mic, this is the most chill podcast. This is the most chill interview you're going to have.
Uh-huh.
I hope I don't spoil you for any other interviews because I know some interviews go, hey, quick soundbite, 6 minutes. Tell me everything about everything you go. You
right.
know, no, it's just, this is long form because one of the things I do appreciate with artists that they sit down and they give me their time to talk. And quite honestly, if you could tell me your entire life story in 6 minutes, I don't fucking want to hear it. I mean, that's just real. It's a journey, man. And you are more than welcome back anytime you want to talk or mode or you hurt Linda again, whatever you did. You're more than welcome to come on the podcast, but I wouldn't be a good host. I know you're not on it as much, but please, any form of social media info, you can give it out right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm on...
We usually do this at the beginning. We got caught up. Go ahead, man.
I'm on Twitter, at LamesJink, which is just, you know, the first letter of my name, my first name and last letter, first letter of my last name switched around. Lames, Jink, yeah, Facebook, SoundCloud, James Link. Everything's pretty much James Link, LINCK. If you Google that, all my shit comes up. JamesLink.com.
Okay. Yeah. Now make sure I put it up on our Facebook page and everything, too, so people can hear you and pretty much feel the way I feel after listening to it on SoundCloud. Like, oh, my God. And I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't say it. By the time this comes out, you will be performing at Hip in Detroit, their third year anniversary.
Yeah.
This comes out the third week of February. There. Okay, if you're listening to me, you are right in the amount of time of this.
Yeah, what's the date on that? I don't even know.
Oh, no, let me look it up.
Is it where's my phone?
Like, I'm looking this up right now. Normally, if I was a professional, I would cut this shit out of the podcast. No, this is staying in. This is me going on my phone, looking this shit up to make sure that they're... Oh, cool. It comes out the Sunday before.
Perfect.
So since this comes out... Yeah, this comes out the Sunday. So Saturday, you can meet James Link in person. Sorry. You can shake his hand. You can give him a 20-second hug if you think he needed to have Liz and SoundCloud. You can say good shit, and he can walk away and be his cool self that he normally is, that he's not when he's on stage. Because he's going through some shit. He's an artist. He's sensitive about his shit. Someone said that before. I don't know. Yeah, that's Badu. Anyway. All right. We're at the end, man. How do you feel?
That was good. Yeah, it's a good talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. was the jerk for my man James Link. Yes, what did I tell you? Coolest guy in the room. But if you challenge me, if you doubt me, you want to spend your time, you want to see how cool he is. You can see him in person. You can shake his hand. You can tell him how good his music is. You can do all of that at the Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Party at Smalls. You guessed it, this Saturday at 8 p.m. this Saturday, February 21st. You can see the man himself. If you're a female, you may fall all over him. He's kind of hypnotic that way. You heard the song. He's making people melt. But here's another thing I want to throw out. Now, there's some stuff that happened a little bit off mic with my man James. Now, I don't know how mad he's going to get. I don't know what liberties I got. But James, let me hear some of his new stuff. Listen, if you didn't write down the social media information, rewind this and get it, because I can't talk about it. I'm not going to sing it. I can't play a song because, you know, he on that Baidu. I respect artists. But you may want to pay attention. This guy, he's on to something. You thought this stuff is good, which it is. It's some stuff right around the corner. So, and, you know, maybe word around a campfire is he may be doing some new stuff live and in person at the Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Birthday Bash at Smalls February 21st at 8 p.m. Who knows? But I'm just saying, as a person who heard it, watch out for my man James Link, man. So, look, we learned a lot this podcast. We learned how I like existential conversations. I like how me and James kind of vibe off the existential conversation. We really love the Jetsons and Rosies, and we are going to dedicate our life not to hurt Linda. But, and please, if you care, if you listen to this, tweet my man James Link. Don't get aggressive with it. Just tweet with the hashtag Hurt Linda. It's funny that he knows where it's coming from. Whatever. If you want to do it, cool. If you don't, yeah, you ain't got to do it. You know, meet him in person at the Hip in Detroit party. Yeah, I hurt Linda too. But either way, you can do all of that cool stuff by going to Hip in Detroit 3rd Anniversary Bash this Saturday at Smalls at 8 p.m. What I was getting at is this podcast wouldn't be as great as it is if I didn't have great guests like James Link. So if you want to go back, you want to listen to better, I don't want to say better, if you want to just listen to more podcasts, because they're all my babies, I love them. This is just a great podcast, and I feel good because, you know, I haven't done it. Maybe the James Link effect got in me. I mean, he's still the coolest guy I talk to. But either way, you can go to samshownation.com. Various methods. Go back, listen to the old stuff, listen to be first in line with the apps for the new stuff. You guys can do it. I thank you guys for listening. You can always hit me up on the tweets at SamShow11 on Twitter. Hit up the podcast itself. Just Talk With Sam on Facebook. No G in Talking. Just Talk With Sam on Instagram. Once again, No G in Talking. We're right there. You can see us. You can go to SamShowNation.com. You can click the link. Like the page. Do all that cool stuff. We're going to close this thing out with the opposites. With my man, James Link. Check him out, man. He got some stuff around the corner. But for right now, we'll close this edition out with the opposites. We will see you guys next week. Peace out.
up in my mind. So the opposite got drowned out and resigned. And the opposite of all that was like.
Yeah.